Hello, and welcome to the Hour of Rambles. Now, every single piece of information given in this audio is going to be completely and utterly useless. 100% mundane, and you will not miss out on anything. If you fall asleep, or just want to stop the audio halfway through, you know, you're fine. I'll also be using pretty much this voice throughout this entire experience, never raising it too much because I don't want to wake you up, or getting too excited about anything, because these are all completely and utterly useless pieces of information. So, now that we've got everything established, I got a little fact from the old moral mind here. Did you know that oranges, the fruit orange, right? The color actually came from them and not the other way around, you see. Isn't that weird, bizarre, but still somehow completely useless information? Now, to get prepared for all of this audio that we're doing here, I pulled up a few lists. Of useless information, and what I like to do as kind of like a hobby for a lot of Google searches is go on like page 10 of the Google search results and just see how far it decays and just falls apart completely. Half of the websites don't even load properly, but the ones that do are an absolute treat. You see, these aren't websites from 2020 with fancy, you know, preset, you know, templates and everything. These are websites made in like 2005, back when everyone just slammed in a bunch of HTML and just tried to make their images centered, right? So you have a lot of what I consider to be amazing cases of just, you know, absolute miracles in things that nobody has looked at in years. I feel like I'm uncovering an ancient treasure. Which brings us to our first topic. I found a site of completely useless facts from what I would probably be accurate in guessing is from a long time ago, mainly because it starts out with the fact, by 2013, One Direction are predicted to be the biggest boy band in history. Now, if you're listening to this, it is slightly past 2013. I would say that this is accurate. This has aged pretty well. I went and I looked up boy bands on Wikipedia, and I found a compiled list of all of the highest selling boy bands, you know? And what I found is obviously you got the big boys, Backstreet Boys, Jackson 5, you know, and they're all bands that were, you know, 90s and like 2000s and stuff. One Direction, though, is the only band in this list, other than the Jackson 5, that is in that 2010 to 2016 range, so I would say that they could be considered one of the biggest boy bands of 2013. So I give this site a pass. It's going good so far. Now, we've got a lot more to cover here, of course. Did you know there are 53 Lego bricks manufactured for every single person in the world? Now, the wording of this is interesting because it implies that the Lego company, right, they sat down and they calculated how many people are alive in the world, and they decided on an arbitrary number of Lego bricks to create, you know, for every person in the world. Like, they sat down, they said, okay, what are we up to? 8 billion people? How many people are we up to? Let's find out, because we've got an hour of time. How many people are on the planet? How many people? 7.8 billion, it says, from a simple Google search. I searched again, and it Oh, I scroll down at 7.6 billion. Oh. I scrolled even farther down and it's back to 7.8. Obviously, the world is constantly changing, so I think that we are pretty close to 8 billion right now. And they sat down and they decided, they made the decision that every single person deserves 53 Lego bricks to be made in their name. Can you believe it? That makes it sound pretty righteous. Yeah. I personally have changing views on the Lego company after hearing this, right? It is interesting to think about that if given the chance, every single person could make a small Lego house with all of the Legos acquired in the world right now, right? Incredible. Speaking of things, this leads us to our next fact. Rapunzel's hair is reportedly 70 feet long, which raises the question, which Rapunzel? And who reported on her, right? It's very intriguing because Rapunzel has had a lot of adaptations, and I assume that would be the most recent. That was a Disney portrayal of Rapunzel, right? But I feel like that's not the OG, you know, original Rapunzel, right? So it makes me wonder, if this Rapunzel's hair is 70 feet long, then what does that say about the original? More, well, I guess, I would say Tangled is probably more well-known than the original story nowadays. You know, media spreads pretty easily. Huh. Isn't that wild? Not wild enough to not make it useless, though. Did you know that for most people, no matter how hard you pinch that skin on your elbow, you know, at the back, right there, pinch that area with your fingers, no matter how hard you do it, it won't hurt. So I'm doing it right now, and I'm gonna be honest. I'm not a bodybuilder, but I am squeezing that piece of my skin pretty hard. And, you know, I can't feel anything, which is a weird feeling. I can squeeze other parts of my skin in other places, and I can definitely feel it. I would rather not do that, in fact. But that area is completely and utterly numb. That's strange. That's very strange. Which leads me to my next strange bit about the elbow. I remember in middle school, that part was called the weenus. The weenus, which was like a universal, like, immature humor. Yeah. Anybody could talk about the weenus, and it'd be hilarious. It would be hilarious, you know. And I'm gonna be honest, I don't know if it's actually called the weenus. Luckily, that information will never come in useful in my life, you know. I doubt that I one day I'm going to be put in trial, like in court or something. And they're going to say, Moral, you're under arrest for not knowing what the weenus is. And we're going to throw you in there for the next 60 years of your life. And I'm like, oh, dang. And I doubt that scenario is ever going to come up. That would very much surprise me. Another thing that I find surprising is that Back to the Future was almost a Disney film. That's right. However, the film was deemed inappropriate because Marty and his mom kissed in the car, and they thought that was a little too extreme, so they didn't take it. I have feelings that there were probably other reasons. But if this is true, and we have no, you know, there's absolutely zero way for us to ever confirm this, because I am not going to look it up right now. You want to know why? Because it does not matter. Because we're dealing with completely useless information, which our lives will not have our courses altered by, right? I can understand that. It's a pretty heated thing to think about. a pretty weird. I love how that was the breaking point. Anyways. Did you know that on the Jetsons, Jetson Jane, Jane Jetson, is 33 years old? I don't know, I somehow feel like the other facts listed have had more substance to them than this. I don't know. That's a very strange... It's almost too useless, right? At least some of the other ones I at least find slightly amusing, right? Like, I'm never gonna need to care about Backstreet Boys' popularity in 2013. However, I find it amusing that... Wait, not the Backstreet Boys, I'm sorry. I don't have to redo that part. Nobody cares. I don't have to care about how One Direction were popular or not in 2013. But I think it's amusing to think about. But I don't consider myself particularly invested into the Jetsons. At least not now. Who knows, maybe in 10 years, I'm going to be a Jetsons fanatic, you know. I'm going to pull up an episode. Maybe there's going to be a Jetsons meme or something that's going to spiral everyone into watching the original Jetsons, right? And then I'm going to think to myself, wow, this Jane character is really ambiguously aged, and I really wish that, you know, just for the sake of knowing that, I knew what their age was. And I wouldn't be able to do it without this fact here. But we all know that isn't going to happen, because these facts are completely useless. Did you know Barbie Barbie No emotion in my voice. Did you know that Barbie has existed for at least 50 years since the doll was released in 1959? That's right. At least 50. It's crazy. It is wild. Did you know that... Give me a sec. That's... Some of these are too irrelevant. Did you know that... What? Did you know that Bill Gates' house was designed using a Macintosh computer? Isn't that wild? I like to imagine that Bill Gates was trying to make a house, but he got really frustrated with Windows software. So instead, he decided to create his own OS, the Macintosh, to finally create his house in all of the visions that, you know, he saw worthy. I would find that a very interesting motivation, and one that would never come in handy to know about. Did you know the original Skittles, you know, Taste the Rainbow, didn't have the color blue in it? So you could not, in fact, taste the rainbow in original packs of Skittles until they added the color blue. And this isn't even relevant unless you happen to have a pack of Skittles from back when they first released, which, even if you do, I probably would not recommend eating them or searching for a blue one. I think that if I were to open an original pack of Skittles, I don't think I would even notice that there wasn't a blue one, because I think that the likelihood in my mind of there being a blue Skittle that just didn't appear in the Skittles pack would be far greater in my mind than the idea that they did not include the color blue, which is, I believe, the most popular favorite color. I wouldn't be surprised if that's changed nowadays. You know, I remember being a pretty deviant kid. You know, I saw everyone else with their favorite color is blue, and I had my favorite color is red, for a while. Now I don't even know. It's a mix of things. I like cyan and pink and everything, as a lot of people do. But I would not be surprised if people were either more exact in what their favorite color is, or collectively decided to be, you know, collectively decided to be rebels and not like the color blue. I think that would be very interesting. Did you know that anything with 2 tablespoons of tomato sauce can be classified as a vegetable? In fact, according to this page from, I would say probably the 2010s, it says, due to a newly passed law, which means that back in 2010 or whatever, pizzas started being considered vegetables. Isn't that very interesting? Oh, I'm making myself tired here. Wow. Did you know that there is more real lemon juice in a lemon fledge furniture polish? What? Than in Country Time Lemonade? No way. Country Time Lemonade has been lying to us for our entire lives. Every time that I would drink Country Time Lemonade, I thought that I was just drinking straight out of a lemon. I feel like I, you know, if I'm opening old-fashioned lemonade, then I want it to be as thick as possible. I want to feel that lemon in my mouth as I'm tasting it. I would prefer, if I crack open the can, and there's just a lemon staring back at me, and then I can just squeeze it in my mouth, get that full, authentic experience. But no. Country Time Lemonade lied to us, and I can't believe it. On a side note, I really can't tell if this says Lemon Pledge Furniture or Lemon Fledge Furniture, but it doesn't matter. I'm never gonna need to know about, yeah, lemon whatever furniture, you know. It's not gonna matter to me. I'm not gonna ever need to know, and if I do, I will probably be able to figure it out. Did you know orange juice contains a small amount of alcohol? Now, that kind of implies that if you drink enough orange juice, if you drink enough orange juice, there's a chance that you, in fact, would get drunk on it. Which raises the question, should we outlaw orange juice? Probably not. I think that if someone were to get drunk by drinking several gallons of orange juice, then A, they would probably be in a hospital, and B, I think they probably deserve to get drunk off of that, if they're trying that hard, you know. Did you know? Did you know Scooby-Doo's first real name is Scoobert? Now you know. So when you're rolling around watching Scooby-Doo and Shaggy goes up to Scooby and he says, "What you doing, Scoobert?" then you finally know that he is referring to him as his full name. And if you're referring to anybody as their, you know, full real first name, then you're likely having a very serious talk with each other, you know? Which is why we probably don't canonically see Shaggy refer to Scooby as Scoobert very often. Did you know, in Australia, the number one topping for pizza is eggs. I don't know about that one. Australia is a very different place. I don't know if that's a thing. But then again, pizza having pepperoni in other places is pretty popular. And maybe that's seen as completely ridiculous to other places. You know, I've been surprised by other things before. And that leads me to another fact that isn't on this list, but I remember it just from reading that pizza fact. So there are, in America, there's like a West Coast and an East Coast kind of, you know, East area, West area, whatever. And on one side, you will find a chain restaurant called Hardee's. Hardee's sells, you know, the burgers and everything, right? Now, on the other side of America, there is a chain called Carl's Jr., which is the exact same restaurant. They have the exact same logo. They have the exact same menu, other than some slight regional differences, like one side having a little more salads in like the California area, right? And it's very interesting because the reason for that is literally because they're owned by the same company. You know, Carl himself from Carl's Jr. Decided to buy Hardee's after the owner left. He left Hardee's after only having one restaurant open. And immediately after he left, Hardee's became an immensely popular chain restaurant, which I feel very bad for Mr. Hardee, obviously. So, after Hardee's was you know, ownerless for a little bit, or not, maybe not ownerless, but it definitely had an owner. But after a long time, Carl decided to expand his empire by buying another chain of Hardee's. He debated on changing the name or just keeping it as Hardee's, and it turns out that was just easier because people already knew what it was. Which I find very unnecessarily interesting, you know. Did you know that in beer commercials, they add liquid detergent to beer to make it foam more? I find this incredibly entertaining because I, or not incredibly entertaining, I find this fact completely useless to me, but also slightly amusing. Gotta keep that low emotion in here. Because I like the idea of them putting in liquid detergent into beer, right? And then having the, you know the guy the guy that they always get for beer commercials. He sits down, he's got like a white beard and hair and everything, and they're like, "All right, we need you to drink this so people know that that's good beer." And he's like, "Okay." And it's all foaming up and everything, and he's like, "This is, you know, foaming up really well. You guys must make really nice foaming beer." And then he smiles at the camera and he says, "I like this." And then he takes a big swig of it, right? Big, massive swig. And then he realizes that it's 50% liquid detergent. And then the commercial ends and he's forced to keep that smile on his face because he's getting paid for this. The commercial ends and then immediately he spits it all out. He's like, "What did you guys do? You put liquid detergent in this to make it foam up more, didn't you?" And the commercial people are like, "You got us. Dang." I find that very interesting. Every time you lick a stamp, you're actually consuming 1/10 of a calorie. So I wonder if how many, If I were to lick like 640 stamps, would I get any like would I leave that situation thinking to myself, wow, I really, that was a full meal that I just ate right there in stamps. How many would wait that you need to do a lot more than that. You need to do like 6,400. Oh my goodness. I think that yeah, it would probably take more energy to like bring the stamp up to your face to lick it and then organize all of the stamps and get them all than you would gain by licking it. So you'd probably be pretty tired afterwards. But what if you were to theoretically like get like a person the like a stamp giver person who would come over to you and just like or maybe even like a machine to just like put the stamps in your mouth for you to lick, like a conveyor belt that you just like put your tongue down into and the conveyor belt just starts like running and then you don't even have to move and you lick like six stamps a second or something and then you just need to sit there for a little bit and then you'd lick all of those stamps and it would taste horrible. It would taste horrible and it would be a absolutely asinine experience. But what would you feel afterwards? Did you know that it is possible to lead a cow upstairs but not downstairs? Another fact which is very interesting, not interesting, wildly amusing, to think about how this was possibly discovered, right? Somebody who had to lead their cow upstairs, and they were maybe there's a somebody a cow stealer breaks into their house and they're trying to steal all the cows and the farmer's like, come with me, cow. I'm gonna put you here and then I'm gonna call the cops on the cow stealer, right? And they do that and the cow is upstairs and it's safe and cow stealer gets ejected from the house and the cow is just stuck in this guy's like bedroom for the rest of their lives and they have to adapt to each other, surprise roommates and everything. And there is no conceivable way to get the cow downstairs. I find that a very interesting, amusing scenario. Did you know that in 2018, the month of February did not have a full moon? Very interesting. I would love to see you try and make that a useful piece of information. I cannot think of a single scenario where that would ever come in use, any conceivable scenario. Let me know if you think of a time where knowing that the month of February will not have a full moon would be useful information. And I will congratulate you. Did you know that over 1,000 birds a year smash into windows? They just run into them. It's very interesting. I don't know why you would need to know that. Unless you're an avid bird fan that wants to know. I say avid bird fan semi-sarcastically, but there are some very, I think that bird fans are very respectable. Everyone's got one random subject that they know one way too much about, and for some people it's birds. For some people it's birds. I have a lot of subjects that I know a lot of incredibly useless information for, which I will divulge in through these hour-long rambles in the future, of course. I feel like birds are definitely one of them. Did you know that blue toothbrushes are more common than red ones. That seems very believable. I think that sounds very believable because blue toothbrushes seem just really like I think of dental hygiene as being very blue, because like I see commercials for toothpaste and there's blue all over the place. I see commercials for mouthwash and flossing, and it's just blue. It's just shiny, shiny blue teeth. Maybe it's because blue and white, like white teeth, which is like super, like 100%, like used, like pull out a white paintbrush. You don't want your teeth to match like a white paintbrush or something, right? You want them to be like slightly less than perfectly white. Anyways, I think that the color of teeth and blue just go together really nicely. I wouldn't want to see red on my teeth. I would not want to see red on my teeth because that implies that I've either eaten a red gusher or my gums are having some trouble. And, you know, I think that that's why red is not associated with dental hygiene. Blue, though, blue is like the opposite of red, practically. Not 100%, but it's getting there. The alternative, the true opposite to red is like green, right? Yeah, it'd be like green. Now, I don't know, green toothpaste I find acceptable, but I doubt that people are springing to make the greenest tooth, like dental hygiene commercials out there, just because you can mess up on the shades of green a lot really easily. Did you know that the ruby red slippers that were seen in the movie The Wizard of Oz were sold at an auction for $660,000. That's quite a bit of money. I wonder if the person ever wore the slippers. It makes me wonder that for a lot of people who are very into shoes. I find shoe culture very interesting to see every so often. When I do see it, it can be, I think, a whole like world to view. And seeing how respectfully people will treat their shoes and kind of make sure that they keep their form for the rest of their lives, I find it very admirable. Yeah. I appreciate that people exist that buy shoes simply to frame them on their wall, you know. It makes me happy, because someone's got to do it, you know. Someone's got to appreciate shoes more than everyone else in the world, and, you know. That's how it goes. I think having one thing to get really interested in too is very, like, can be very healthy, right? As long as you're not spending billions of dollars on it. I think that having, like, I'm looking forward to buying, like, a new book over the weekend, you know? Maybe books are a bad example because they're typically pretty cheap. But let's say you collect, let's see. You collect old Cheerio boxes. Now you've got something to look forward to. I'm going to get that classic Cheerio container that has the B on it. Which I might be confusing it with another cereal box, but there are some vintage cereal boxes that sell for like thousands of dollars because they were like original copies of now famous brands, which I find interesting and kind of ties in with, you know, the collectors, the hobbyists, you know, they go into these things, and I always find it lovely. I want to know about everyone's like interests. However extreme they may go into whatever niche category, especially the niche categories like cereal boxes and shoes. Now, I doubt that the same people who are very invested into shoes are looking for the original slippers from A Wizard of Oz, the Wizard of Oz, because I think that you would that falls into a Wizard of Oz fanatic rather than a the shoe fanatic. But the whole argument still rings true, I believe. I believe. Did you know that the plastic ends of shoelaces are called aglets? This is pretty widely known nowadays, and that's because an episode of Phineas and Ferb was made talking about the aglet. They made a whole song about it, and the entire plot revolved around the aglet. And you know what? It worked. The plot was all centered around nobody knowing what an aglet is. Because nobody knows what an aglet is, and now people know, and now you know, and it's never gonna be relevant. It's never gonna be relevant that Phineas and Ferb revived the aglet. Well, here's what I love. Did you know the screwdriver was invented before the screw? I don't know about this one. I don't know about this one. That doesn't seem to make any sense whatsoever, right? Like, actually, maybe it does. Maybe it does. No, that does make sense, because how are you gonna unscrew screws without a screwdriver? Never mind. I believe it. I believe it. Did you know that in Japan, watermelons are square? I would think, I think that's for storage purposes. I knew this one before, actually. There are square watermelons in Japan because it is easier to store and they don't roll around and stuff. I do wonder how they get them. If I had to guess, it would be like how a lot of like ancient civilizations. I don't even know about ancient, because there are still some groups that do it today. Whereas like a person is growing, they would have like the rings and everything that would make their bodies like form kind of differently, right? For like tradition and all that. I do wonder if for watermelons they keep them in like a box, like the physical watermelon grows in like a box, and it kind of takes the shape of it because it has nowhere else to go, and it becomes square because of that. Pre-boxed watermelons, like they grow in the box and they just like pick it up and bam, they at the watermelon box. I wonder if you could do that. It's tired. 20 minutes to go. 20 minutes to go. Did you know that Walt Disney, we're talking Disney again, his suggestion for Mickey Mouse was to call him Mortimer Mouse. Can you imagine? Like, Mickey is such a like friendly name right from the get-go. But then you hear, oh, it's me, Mortimer Mouse. And you just have to consider what that life would be like. There was an Animal Crossing character who did a similar naming scheme called like Tortimer, right? I'm pretty sure. And I feel like that name fits like an old turtle, as Tortimer, Tortor would suggest, right? Mortimer is like the mouse version of that. I imagine that is a very old mouse, which I guess to be fair, Mickey is an old mouse nowadays, but that's beside the point. The real argument is, does that come off as appealing, or is Mr. Disney just was that just a little bad plan on his original naming suggestions, right? Oh. Mm-hmm. Did you know that the Kool-Aid Man used to be called the Pitcher Man? The Pitcher Man sounds like a character in like a horror book. It's me. No, not like a horror book. Like a drama thriller. No, like a drama thriller parody. The Pitcher Man. Like he knocks on your door. Knock, knock, knock. It's me. I'm here to pitch to you this new rake. It rakes all the leaves in your lawn twice as fast. And he just gets increasingly forward with his pitches and requests, right? Like he just comes to your door. I got this brand new door opener. It works on any door, twice as good as any other. And you're just like, is he gonna open the door or do I have to? And just, tell him off. And it ends with like his business going bankrupt because it was like a MLM scheme or something. I don't know. It could go a lot of different directions. Regardless of which, it is completely useless to think about. It will never serve you, any purpose. That mundane. Another mundane fact that I have for you. You will eat about 35,000 cookies in your lifetime. Now, the way this is worded, it sounds like this is like a hard limit. Like I will eat about I'll eat 36,000, 200 cookies, and then I will stop being able to eat cookies, and that'll be my life, you know. I will, like, every time I pick up a cookie, it'll just disintegrate in my hand, like that one Avengers movie, where Thanos does a snap and all the cookies in the world disappear, you know. It'll be like that. It'll be exactly like that. I don't think that's what happens in the Avengers movie. Anyways, I don't think I would be able to eat cookies anymore, given the. Jeez, I'm tired. Sorry, this is gonna get really ridiculous pretty soon. I got this. I'm gonna pass out immediately after this. This is great. Cookies. I do wonder where this number comes from, because I feel like I could say that you are going to eat, the average person eats 4,000 pizzas in their life, and I feel like I would believe that, like, without questioning it. I would be like, okay, that's plausible. And I would believe that, and I would pass that over to my friends, and that would get passed over more. And that would be a wild experience, I think. One that would not impact anyone's life positively or negatively in any way, because it is completely mundane and 100% useless. Did you know? There are 293 ways to make a dollar, and I'm going to list every single one. Way number one, you print it. You will go to jail, but you will make $1 and lose it immediately after. Way number two, your job is a dollar printer. Every day you come in to your job and you print the money and make sure that everything's flowing smooth, and then you leave your job, and then they take their dollars off of their dollar printing machine, and they rip off like a $20 bill, and they just give it to you, and you walk out and you think to yourself, wow, if I'm getting paid this little, then I might as well just take this legally printed cash and just pocket it, you know. There are ways 3 through 293 are not as interesting, unfortunately. Probably. It doesn't matter. Unless you're in a money printing job, in which case, congratulations. But also, it's not I don't know. I feel like people who would have a money printing job probably would not go to people advertising how to print cash. Did you know? Apples are more efficient than caffeine in keeping people awake in the morning. This is a very interesting fact, because I think that it can be taken many different ways. I think that if I were woken up by an apple being thrown at my head, then it would probably wake me up just as much as a cup of coffee. But I feel like this undersells the effect of caffeine, because, like, if you take, at least when I take caffeine, I am up, and you know, you can't be more up than up. You're either awake or you're not, right? And you can't be like, oh, you're more awake than you. I don't know. Okay, that's false. You can definitely be more awake than at some times than others. What is the... Oh, dang. When I am 100% awake, and there is absolutely no chance at me falling asleep in any given moment, which is most of the day, then I don't think that you can, like, be more awake at that, right? So it really becomes, if I were to drink a cup of coffee, or eat an apple, is the apple better at making sure that I do not become sleepy later? And I think no. I think we've encountered our first objectively false, useless fact. Actually, I think that all facts are useless if they're not true. That's interesting. But then we do... I have no proof either way on this one. Maybe apples are a miracle fruit. Regardless, apples are very variable in their taste. I am very surprised. Golden delicious apples and red delicious apples are two different beasts. The apple hierarchy is a very... It's constantly changing, but yet not at all. Because red delicious apples usually are pretty consistent. I know some people love them, and some people really do not. While I fall on the not liking them as much scale, I will respect the people that do. You know, somebody has to eat the red delicious apples, and I hope that they enjoy them. Because I struggle to. And the more people that like things like red delicious apples, you know, the more good we have in the world, I think. Did you know there are more plastic flamingos than real ones? I wonder if this is... Plastic flamingos have kind of fallen off in recent years, I think. But I would not be surprised if there's a... Like, it's a lot easier to have a warehouse of 500 flamingo, like... 500 plastic flamingos and have a room with 500 real flamingos in there. I'm very tired. I'm enjoying myself. Where was I? Useless fact number 503 on this list. That's an arbitrary number. I'm not taking it from anywhere. Porcupines float in water. So, if you ever gave a porcupine a bath, it would start floating. That's the sound that porcupines might make when they float in water. I wouldn't know. Did you know that owls can see the color blue and one are the only birds to be able to do so? That's intriguing. Owls are so cool. I like owls a lot. They're very light. There's just a lot of cool things about owls. I feel like owls are one of the closest things that we have to a real life fantasy bird, right? Which is probably why they're used in fantasy so much, right? Everyone knows, like, Harry Potter this isn't a everything, no, but there is, like, a book series about owls called like, Guardians of, like, Gahool or something, right? I loved that as a kid. They're very commonly used in fiction, probably because they're so cool. You know, silent, they fly silently. Can turn their head 180 degrees and everything. I looked it up. It is Guardians of Gahool. That was the movie. There's a movie now? What? What? Oh my goodness. Whoa. Anyways. Whoa. I gotta put this down. And yawn. Owls are very cool. They have, I hope that owls are doing good. I hope that owls are doing real good. Did you know that a cat will use its whiskers to determine if a space is too small to squeeze through? I think that this is another false one. I think that this is a semi-true one. I think this is probably true. Cats will squeeze through pretty much any gap that they so choose because they don't have any collarbones or shoulders or anything. They just kind of flop around if they want to, right? And that means that they can get into gaps that they look like they should definitely not be able to squeeze into, and maybe their whiskers are a fundamental part of that. I think that seems plausible to me. That seems very plausible. I don't know how much this list of, 200 facts from potentially the 2010s would fact-check their facts. I doubt they did, though. I wouldn't, because they're completely useless. Maybe I would. Actually, I'm making a list right now of curated facts, and I'm not fact-checking any of them, so I guess I am doing exactly the same thing. Did you know that about 20% of all cranberries consumed are eaten on Thanksgiving? Just in that one day, the cranberry business economy just soars and goes crazy. Like, whoa, people are buying cranberries like never before. Oh my goodness. It's wild. Did you know that thinking about your muscles can make you stronger? I feel like this has some very, very small merit to it, but maybe not in the way that you would think. I think that if you're thinking about muscles, I'm thinking about my biceps, then I think that you would be more likely to work out. So I think that it's true, but you do need to act on your thoughts of your muscles being strong. Did you know that? Give me a sec. Did you know that Walt Disney, who made Mickey Mouse, was afraid of mice? I feel like that's a pretty common thing, though. I feel like a lot of people are skittish around mice. And that's not, like, a surprising thing. Like, oh my goodness. You know. I think that... mice are a like pets for some people I know. Yeah, I hope they're good pets. I wouldn't know. I've never had one as a pet. Did you know that the world's largest burrito weighs 4,217 pounds? Or at least, at one point, the largest burrito weighed 4,217 pounds. Now, I find it curious on how plausible. I think it would be plausible to beat that record. I think that if I were to invest enough money into it, could beat that record of the world's largest burrito. I can have a pop-up restaurant just called Morals Massive Burritos and just sell the elusive 4,218-pound burrito. And I would just have one, and it would exist for as long as the burrito did. And then it would disappear until the next burrito. I think that would be interesting concept for a restaurant. Because that would feed a lot of people. That would feed a lot of people. Did you know that if you were to microwave a grape, that it may explode? Isn't that wild? Isn't that wild? Did you know that while it may be difficult, it is perfectly possible to start a fire by rapidly rubbing together two Cool Ranch Doritos? I find this, if theoretically, and this will never happen to you, hence why it is a completely useless fact. Oh my goodness, I'm ending this soon. We're almost to the 1 hour mark. Being stranded, like, in the wilderness, and all you have with you to survive on is a pack of Cool Ranch Doritos. And you gather up the sticks to survive the harsh, harsh cold night, and you just start rubbing together your two Dorito Cool Ranch, like, triangle chips, trying to find the perfect, like, big chip to start a fire with. I find that very interesting. Alright. I will pass out soon. If you are somehow still listening to this and you have not passed out, then that is a feat that I admire. Completely. As a reward, you get another completely useless fact. Did you know that did you know that ketchup used to be sold as medicine? That's right. The doctor would say you have a headache, and they would come over with their bottle of Heinz ketchup. And they would just, like, tell you to open wide, you know, pretend I'm a dentist, you know, just open wide, and they would just, like, empty the Heinz tomato ketchup, like, just into your mouth, you know, right in there, and your headache may or may not disappear, you know, and if you did, you would remember that for the rest of your life, and you would see ketchup as some miracle medicine. Maybe it is. Maybe we gotta pick up that practice again, you know. Alright, I am going to go to sleep. If you've been trying to get to sleep and you haven't been able to, that's okay, you know. One nice thing that I sometimes have nights where I can't sleep, and one nice thing that helps me sometimes is that thinking about the fact that just lying in bed, you know, neutrally, is giving your body rest, you know. I have done like athletics and stuff, and there were nights where I just could not sleep, and I can tell you my body did still heal while laying down there, you know. Yeah, you're doing great. You're doing really good, and I am proud of you for sitting around, laying in bed at bed hours, potentially. I don't know what time it is for you. Maybe you're just studying in the background. That's okay. Regardless, I hope you have a good one and a beautiful one, and you can take a deep breath and melt in a little deeper. And I'm going to melt into my bed now.
Have a good one.
Until next time, and another hour of completely useless facts and rambles.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.